O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Matthew 10, verses 16 through 33. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Christ the Lord is with me by Amanda Cook, Jason Ingram, and Stephanie Gretzinger. Regardless of what trials we face here on earth, we are reminded of the Lord's presence with us. This contemporary Christian anthem focuses on an ethereal sound with low strings, high decorative piano patterns, and airy background vocals. The song ends with a sweet child's solo, a reminder of Jesus' care and love for us at every age.
I have never walked alone. You were with me through it all. Broken hearts and broken bones. You have always held me close. There's no place that I could go. Heaven's eye or
Christ the Lord is with us. Hallelujah. Matthew 10, verses 16 through 33. Behold, I am sending you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. So be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Beware of men, for they will deliver you over to courts and flog you in their synagogues. And you will be dragged before governors and kings for my sake, to bear witness before them and the Gentiles. When they deliver you over, do not be anxious how you are to speak or what you are to say. For what you are to say will be given to you in that hour. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will deliver brother over to death, and the father his child, and children will rise against parents and have them put to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to the next. For truly I say to you, you will not have gone through all the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for the disciple to be like his teacher, and the servant like his master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more will they malign those of his household? So have no fear of them, for nothing is covered that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known. What I tell you in the dark, say in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. And do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? And not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. But even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. So everyone who acknowledges me before men, I also will acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I also will deny before my Father who is in heaven.
In our scripture passage for today, Jesus tells his 12 disciples what to expect when they carry out his mission out in the world. As a middle school teacher, I've learned how important it is to set the right expectations early on. You probably have had many teachers or professors start each year with a syllabus to make it super clear for students what class will be like. Well, as disciples of Jesus, it may take us a while to realize it, but we often bring in our own expectations of what life will be like as a Jesus follower. Part of the Christian life is identifying those bad expectations and leaving them behind. Here, Jesus sends out his disciples into the world and prepares them for what will happen. While these words are initially spoken to his 12 disciples, commentator Michael Wilkins observes that Matthew makes no reference to the 12 either actually going out or returning from this mission. In this way, the commission is sufficiently opened to include both instructions for their immediate mission to Israel and the ongoing mission to the nations until the end of the age. Taking after the pattern of the original 12 being sent out, what can we learn about our mission of following Jesus in our world today? Well, we can learn at least these two things. First, be ready for opposition. In the first verse, Jesus gives four animal metaphors to us. We will be like sheep amidst wolves. Jesus here is foreshadowing the treatment that missionary disciples will receive in this world. For 11 of these 12 disciples, that would mean giving up their lives for the gospel. There's a deep irony here, that a message of love would incur so much hate. So how should we act in these conditions? Jesus says to be wise like a serpent and innocent like doves. The combination of wisdom and innocence will be necessary in this mission. I remember my youth pastor telling me once, just to be clear, if people don't like you because you're a jerk, that's not persecution. That's just you being a jerk. So be ready for opposition, but make sure it's because of actual holiness. Look to Jesus as an example. And secondly, be ready for a life of dependence. The message isn't, over time you'll get better at this and need me less. No, there will be anxieties that will push you into deep dependence. It's easy to imagine the disciples thinking during this, What do I say if I get put on the spot or if I get brought before the courts? Jesus says, don't fear. Trust the Holy Spirit who is with you. Or what if I have a difficult time with people opposing me? I can personally raise my hand here. I worry so much about what people think of me. But Jesus says, fear God, not man. Following Jesus means recognizing your new identity in God, not one built on the opinion of others. Let Jesus' words encourage you today. Follow him into the establishment of his kingdom on earth. It's not an easy path. There's a lot of difficulty and opposition. We will have to learn true dependence and weakness, but it's worth it. Trust Jesus as he says to us in verse 22, you will be hated by all for my name's sake, but the one who endures to the end will be saved.
Let's close now with this prayer from George Matheson. Restore my soul, O God. There are green pastures around me for which my eye has no lens. There are quiet waters beside me for which my ear has no cord. Restore my soul. The path on which I go is already the path of your righteousness. Open my eyes that I may behold its windows. The place I call dreadful is even now the house of the Lord. The heavens shall cease to hide you when you have restored my soul. May I be content to know that your goodness and mercy shall follow me without waiting to see them in advance of me. Amen.